When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the final dark minisode of Season 16. And today we conclude the experience from Tristan Long, drummer of the group The Tornadoes, who hit number one in the 60s with Telstar on both sides of the Atlantic. And being perfectly honest, was I slightly giddy, being a huge fan of 60s music, to know that Tristan Long listens to the show? Yes, I indeed was. I've got no shame in saying that. And seriously, Tristan, thank you for finding the time to write down your experience and email it across. Like all of our submitters, we all have day-to-day lives, so it can take some doing to find the time to sit down and write down your experience. So for that, I thank you. And that thank you is extended to everyone who sent their own paranormal experience into the show. Because, let's be honest, that's how the show runs. That's how we operate. You have a paranormal experience and you wish it to be known. So you send it in and I'm the mere conduit who reads back what you've sent in. Now, on occasion, I may give it a bit of a polish so it makes for a better listen. But the one thing I will never do is change your description of the paranormal event that took place. Otherwise, there is no point in doing this show. I want people who have experienced the paranormal to know they are not alone. Therefore, if I embellish something to try and make it scarier, or even downplay something to make it less scary, I'm doing nobody justice, including the submitter, nor the listener. Now, of course, after today's minisode, we will have our season finale, and believe me, it's worth the wait. And with that being our finale, that brings me on to Season 17. Season 17 begins on Friday, September the 13th. Yes, Friday the 13th. Why not? But of course, if you join our wonderful community over on Patreon, you do not miss your Dark Paranormal Fix, because we release a new Dark Bites episode every Sunday without fail. Not only that, you will hear the debut episode of Season 17 before anyone else and ad-free. And if that sounds like your cup of tea, so to speak, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal and come and join our wonderful community today. Also, it would be remiss of me to not remind you of our email address. So if you've been contemplating sending in your paranormal experience for Season 17, the email address is contact@thedarkparanormal.com. Now remember, there's only one criteria if you want to be on The Dark Paranormal itself. Your experience should be at least 6 single-sided pages of an A4 document. That normally gives us about the right amount of time for a single episode of The Dark Paranormal. But do not worry if your experience falls under that. It will still find its way to a listener's ears, be that through a minisode or even one of our Dark Bites Patreon episodes. Regardless, we just want to hear your personal paranormal experience. in your own words and simply regurgitated by me. Once more, that's contact@thedarkparanormal.com. Now, if you recall last week, in last week's minisode, Tristan was telling us about the time he was practicing with a tribute band to the band The Jam, who featured Paul Weller. And if you recall, Johnny, the bass player in the tribute band, claimed he'd seen an entity, one he watched glide up the darkened wooden stairs of the music shop and stand right next to him, breathing on his neck. The rest of the band did feel the temperature drop, and there was a something in the room. To break the tension, our submitter Tristan decided to make his way down to the kitchen to make everyone a drink and have a bit of a break. He glanced back upstairs, though, and was sure he caught two eyes glaring at him from the darkness. Still, he shook that off, and he continued to the breakout area. And from here, we pick up last week's minisode. In the small kitchenette, the fluorescent light cast harsh shadows across the floor from the half-open door. The shop's darkened interior lit only by the faint glow of security lighting. The hum of the refrigerator was the only sound, a stark contrast to the unnerving silence upstairs. "Johnny, what drink are you having?" I called out, trying to break the suffocating tension. "Tea," came his reply, the word echoing slightly in the cavernous space, reverberating off the old wooden walls. "Steve, how about you?" I asked, my voice wavering as I tried to keep things normal. "Coffee," Steve answered from upstairs, his voice sounding distant and strained. Then, from the corner of my eye, I saw Rob walk past the kitchen area door. His silhouette moved with a purpose that seemed so real, I didn't question it. "Rob, what are you having, mate?" I asked, leaning out of the kitchen door. "Tea, please," came the reply. But it wasn't from the figure I'd just seen. It was from upstairs, where Rob was still standing. I felt my blood run cold as terror coursed through my veins, the fear numbing my senses, stealing my breath, and leaving my body motionless. "No way," I muttered, stepping backwards into the kitchen. "You just walked past me." "No," Rob called down, his voice rather tense. "I'm still upstairs." A chill ran down my spine as I tried to process what had just happened. The realization that the figure I saw wasn't Rob, but was in fact something far more sinister, sent a wave of fear crashing over me. The room seemed to darken. The shadows grew longer and more menacing. I could feel my pulse quickening, the blood pounding in my ears, as the oppressive atmosphere of the old music shop closed in around me. The rest of the band quickly gathered in the kitchen, their faces both confused and uneasy. As I placed the drinks on the shop counter next to the shop telephone that was only used within office hours, the room felt heavy with an unspoken fear. The cold seeped into our bones, made worse by the inexplicable events. Every creak of the floorboards, every flicker of the ancient light bulbs seemed to carry a sinister weight, a reminder that we were not alone. Sipping our drinks, we tried to laugh it all off, though the laughter was hollow and forced by everyone. The air remained thick with unease, and our attempts at levity failed to dispel any growing tension. In another attempt to lighten the mood, I forced a grin and joked, "If there's anyone here, give us a sign." No sooner had the words left my mouth than the telephone rang sharply, cutting through the silence like a knife. We all jumped, our eyes wide with shock as the phone rang, resting innocuously in its cradle. It emitted a single piercing ring before falling silent once more. For one terrifying moment, none of us dared to move. Today's show is brought to you by Grundy's MD MCT Wellness. And what MCTs, I hear you say? Well, an MCT is a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, it turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down excess fat in your body. And if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Well, Dr. Grundy, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. So by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch, one that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out the excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate that caloric bypass at home. And it's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is specifically designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy it, and what's more, it tastes incredible. So you get to enjoy a delicious drink and then watch as you start to feel slimmer and more energized. So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to grundymd.com/darkparanormal and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular priced order, plus a 90-day money-back guarantee. So once more, that's grundymd.com/darkparanormal. Now let's have a quick break to talk to you about Policy Genius. It's September. It's back to school for many people. You start thinking of the year ahead. Will you get those work projects finished by the end of the year? And speaking of the end of the year, you have Thanksgiving, the holidays, they're all going to be upon us soon. Your brain is a whirlwind of plans, as it should be, because we're designed to survive by planning, but we don't plan that much when it comes to the end, i.e. when we're gone. It took me till last year to get life insurance for myself. And that's because life insurance felt a bit daunting, but Policy Genius makes this process a breeze. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. With Policy Genius's technology, you can compare quotes from America's top insurers in a few clicks and find your lowest price. And if you ever need help or guidance, they have an expert licensed support team to answer your questions, handle the paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the whole process. Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace for a reason. They don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, and their advice is unbiased. Everything else aside, the peace of mind you get from knowing your loved one's expenses are covered if anything happens to you is priceless. It's never too late to plan ahead, so head over to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see just how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This sudden, unnatural ring of the phone sent a wave of terror through all of us. Without another word spoken, we abandoned our drinks and hurried out of the shop. The echo of the phone's ring lingering in our minds like some ghastly whisper. Our footsteps echoed loudly in the silent, abandoned space as we made our way to the exit, each and every step fraught with urgency and fear. The cold outside almost felt welcoming compared to the oppressive atmosphere inside. We stood out in that frosty street, our breaths visible in the winter air. each of us trying to rationalise what had happened, but failing to find comfort in our own explanations. In those following days, we tried to move past the incident, but that memory clung to us like a persistent shadow. Rehearsals continued, but the sense of unease lingered, particularly for Johnny, who was becoming increasingly withdrawn and jittery. One night, as we were packing away, Johnny pulled me to one side. His eyes were wide with fear, and he spoke in a hushed tone.
"I've been having nightmares,"
he confessed.
"Nightmares about that figure. It's like it's following me."
I tried to reassure him, though, in truth, my own sleep had been troubled by strange dreams and the sense of being watched.
"It's just our minds playing tricks, mate. There's nothing to worry about."
But as those winter nights grew longer, the atmosphere in the shop seemed to darken. Small, inexplicable things began to happen. Doors would open on their own. Cold spots appeared in the middle of rooms, although the shop was empty. Weeks would pass and the shop remained closed after sunset. We found other places to rehearse. But the memory of that winter's night stayed with us. Johnny's nightmares continued, and he actually left the band, unable to shake the feeling of being haunted. One evening, curiosity got the better of me, so I decided to look into the history of the building. I discovered that it had once been a shipyard making rope for boats in the early 1900s. I wonder if we disturbed something that night, something that had been resting uneasily in the old walls of East Coast music. I sometimes walk past the shop on cold winter nights. The memory of Billy's hollow eyes watching me from the shadows. The shop remained a silent witness to its haunted past. Its secrets known only to those who dared to confront the darkness within. For all the skeptics listening, I understand your doubt. Ghost stories often straddle that line between the believable and the fantastical, challenging our perceptions of reality. But that night in the East Coast music shop left an indelible mark on each of us. A profound experience that defied logic and reason. You see, it wasn't just about seeing a ghost. It was about feeling a presence. An inexplicable connection to something beyond our understanding. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, consider this. There are many things in this world that we cannot explain. Phenomena that exist outside the realm of our everyday experiences. Sometimes the most unsettling stories are not the ones with clear answers, but those that leave us questioning the very nature of reality. Maybe, in opening our minds to the unknown, we can begin to appreciate the vast mysteries that surround us, and hopefully find a deeper sense of wonder in the world. Many thanks, Tristan Long. Well, thank you so much, Tristan, for providing our last two minisodes for Season 16. And that is a genuinely terrifying experience. Especially one that has as much validation as yours does. Not one person's experience, a band's experience. Now, as has seemed to be in the case with many stories we've experienced in this season, I have my own personal band experience, which was witnessed by many. In my mid-20s, we were in a band called Dapper Overture, and I was the lead singer. One day,
we went to a recording studio in Liverpool called Sandhills, and it was very much a self-funded, let's get a demo cut sort of setup. But the studio itself was great. Picture a typical studio setup. So you've got the producer behind glass, and he's directing you through a little PA system, and then he would invite you into the room to listen to the mix. And the one thing that people who don't record music don't really understand is the length of time that goes into recording a 3-minute track. You could be there for 2 days. So whenever the producer would call us in to listen to a track that had been recorded, we would go and make a brew first, and we'd all pile in and we'd listen to the track and debate if anything needed tweaking. One particular day, I had my elbow on the door with my cup of tea or coffee, and I'm listening and nodding as everyone's discussing, and then somebody walks directly behind me, so I obviously move out of the way to let them through. Still nodding, still listening. When nobody walks past me, I put my head out and look left and right, and then ask, "Has anyone just walked behind me?" 3 of the band members said yes. It was at this point the producer smiled, and he said, "Ah, you'll have seen the resident ghost." Now, of course, that was like a red rag to a bull for me. Everyone else literally looked at me and went, "Here we go." But they had all seen it. And thus followed a very impromptu tour of the entire complex. Now, this gentleman was a self-employed man who was the sole employee of the entire building, and he worked 7 days a week. As he walked us round the entire complex, he was explaining how he'd made one particular part of this basically former warehouse soundproof so people could record. But he took us behind those walls into a darker part of the area. He pointed up into the sky and said, "What do you think those are?" And there was a series of about 10 foot up hooks, like metal hooks on a rail. So as if they would move in a conveyor belt sort of fashion. So I suggested maybe a slaughterhouse, a previous sort of butchery. He said yes and no. And basically, as Sandhills itself is on the Liverpool docks, this was the area where American soldiers that were killed in World War II were taken to for storage before repatriation to the US. He reassured us that these hooks were not used in any grotesque, malevolent way. It's just the amount of dead that needed transporting needed to be boxed or packaged in a way that they could be lifted by crane. And these hooks would hook on to whatever that was. So there was nothing grotesque or malevolent about it, but it still remained 100% factual that this whole building was a holding facility for those brave departed American soldiers. The producer reassured us that he feels no ill will from this individual, and he's quite content that this is some American GI who decided to stay here and listen to some music. So there we go. Our final minisode ends on Tristan's tale, but also with a music-loving spectre. Again, Tristan, thank you for providing the minisode that ends Season 16's minisode run. And also, it was nice to add a bit of light before what's heading your way for the finale on Friday. But until then, stay safe, take care, and I'll see you on Friday right here on The Dark Paranormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.